visit at the parents' expense. The petition was presented by a couple dozen parents and relatives at Jones' San Francisco headquarters, but nobody answered the door. The parents then gave the petition to a parking lot guard. Jones himself has been in Guyana since last June after he resigned from the San Francisco Housing Authority. I'm Arnold Dayton Wolf, KGO News.
This was recorded at 3:05 on the 11th.
Yesterday, by some 25 relatives of Jones' followers, to allow those followers to return home from Guyana for a week's visit at the relatives' expense. The relatives presented a petition at the temple and received a chilly response. There was no answer at the front door, and the petition was accepted by a guard in the parking lot who declined to give his name. Pastor Jones, whose movement is based here in San Francisco, has been in Guyana since last June. It's believed 1,000 of his followers are stationed at a jungle encampment called Jonestown. The group of relatives was headed by Stephen Casares, director of a private school in Ukiah for children with emotional and learning difficulties, whose 24-year-old daughter Maria is in Guyana. He passed out a thick collection of affidavits and other documents accusing the pastor of mind programming his followers. Jones is said to prohibit phone calls from outsiders, to censor mail, to prevent children from seeing their parents visiting in Guyana, and of extorting silence by threatening to stop letters to parents. The relatives say most of the letters they have received from their children are virtually identical, as if copied from a form. KCBS News Time, 3:10. Do you know how it
feels? This is April the 11th.
Up in the next half.
People's Temple will be allowed to return home from Guyana for a week's visit.
Israeli troops have put
People's Temple were asked today by 25 relatives of Jones' followers to permit the followers to return home from Guyana for a week's visit at the relatives' expense. Well, the relatives presented a petition at the temple in San Francisco and received a chilly response. There was no answer at the front door. The petition was accepted by a guard in a parking lot who declined to give his name. A Jones, whose movement is based here in the city, has been in Guyana since last June. It's believed 1,000 of his followers are stationed at a jungle encampment called Jonestown. And the group of relatives accused Jones of mind programming his followers. A former Santa Clara County deputy.
Jones has apparently taken some of his followers out of this country, and their relatives say they are seeming mad. Newsroom's Joy Shank has a report now on their efforts.
These faces want to see their daughters, sons, aunts, uncles, and mothers' faces. The reason they can't lay eyes on their relatives, according to them, is the Reverend Jim Jones and his People's Temple. Jones took off for Guyana, South America last June, and he supposedly got 1,000 followers down there. 25 of them are these people's relatives.
Well, I think that Jim Jones took his group down there because he was afraid to face the publicity and answer the questions here in this country. And I believe that he's a person that has grandiose worldwide schemes of a social political movement, which he's going to be the leader. And I don't think that he feels confident having people talk to their relatives. I think the only way he can survive and sustain what he started is to isolate all his followers from this country and from their families.
The people here think the Reverend Jones uses programming on his members, and they say that he threatens them with death if they want to leave.
They're abusive to people who are in the temple. They're coercive to people who are in the temple. Their practices are unbelievable. They practice tremendous peer pressure. They censor their mail. They tell them what to write. The two letters that I received from my daughter are exactly like the letters everyone else has received. They're just totally programmed.
This petition was put together by all these people. They want to see their relatives for a week. They say they'll even pay their airfare back to Guyana. It's written to the Reverend Jones. They want it delivered to him. So they took it to the temple door and rang and waited. No answer. So they took it around to the back door. Temple members there took the petition but said nothing.
We have something we'd like to give you.
While these people waited, temple officials stood behind a car in the parking lot. They wouldn't talk to them either.
Well, Jones took everybody's money. Surely he'll take a little piece of paper.
You're not representing your church very well.
So the relatives stood outside the gate and waited and finally left. What will happen to the petition is anybody's guess. In San Francisco, Joyce Shank, Channel 7 News Scene.
When he was here in the city, the Reverend Jim Jones was politically powerful because of his ability to deliver large flocks of votes. However, he did resign his post on the San Francisco Housing Authority when he left for Guyana. And late this afternoon, the People's Temple did issue a response to those protesters you just saw. They say that all the charges the people made are false, and they add that an inspection by the U.S. ambassador to Guyana found that the people in the project were there voluntarily and that they reportedly said they wanted to stay in Guyana forever. People's Temple is now telling New Scene they are thinking about filing suit against the relatives who led today's protest. They call it malicious harassment, and they are tired of it.
Dramatic accident down in Los Angeles.
With People's Temple pastor Jim Jones has petitioned to have them sent home for a week's visit. The relatives are willing to pay the cost. A Jones, whose movement is based in San Francisco, has been in Guyana since last June with about 1,000 of his followers. The group of relatives was headed by Stephen Katsaris. Katsaris has a 24-year-old daughter in Guyana. He accuses Jones of mind-programming his followers and making it difficult to reach loved ones.
Jim Jones has in the past avoided making any commitment to that effect, and he's also ignored court orders and attempts by parents to make contact with their children. In my case, in the case of several others, even after we went down there, bizarre things happened to us, and we were prevented from seeing our children. On one trip, I did see my daughter.
Now, the relatives say most of the letters they have received from their children are virtually identical, as if copied from a form. San Francisco Public Utilities Commission...
He's still down in Guyana. President Carter... San Francisco minister is the center of new controversy. Pastor Jim Jones and his People's Temple were asked today by 25 relatives of Jones' followers to allow those followers to return home from Guyana for a week's visit at the relatives' expense. The relatives presented a petition at the temple and received a chilly response. There was no answer at the front door, and the petition was accepted gruffly by a guard in the parking lot. Jones, whose movement is based in San Francisco, has been in Guyana since last June. It's believed that 1,000 of his followers are stationed at a jungle encampment called Jonestown. The group of relatives today was headed by Stephen Katsaris, director of a private school in Ukiah for children with emotional and learning problems, whose 24-year-old daughter Maria is in Guyana. Katsaris was asked if he thinks there's any chance of getting the children home.
I'm not sure. We've always been concerned about that, and part of what we're attempting to do is bring enough public attention to our plight with our families and children to cause Jim Jones to allow us to either contact them, or better yet, our request is for them to be allowed to have, at our expense, a one-week visit home with our personal guarantees that they can return to Guyana if they wish so.
Katsaris passed out a thick collection of affidavits and other documents accusing Reverend Jones of mind-programming his followers. Jones is said to prohibit phone calls from outsiders, is censoring mail, is preventing children from seeing their parents visiting in Guyana, and extorting silence by threatening to stop letters to parents. The relatives say that most of the letters they have received from their children are virtually identical, as if copied from some form. This has been Election Day on the...
This report was at 6:15 on KCBS.
...is with him in South Africa, South America, rather, and their relatives here are seeming mad. In a petition delivered to the temple today, the relatives claim that Jones has programmed his followers and that he is keeping them out of touch by censoring the mail and prohibiting telephone calls. The petition to get in touch with the people of Guyana was launched by Stephen Katsaris. He described for us now his last meeting with his daughter.
She was very hostile toward me, extremely unusual. I believe she was paranoid. She looked like she had been sleep deprived. She accused me of bizarre things. Well, that I was a member of a conspiracy in league with a right-wing congressman to destroy the temple.
Well, there was no one present at the temple. The People's Temple to take that petition, so it was delivered to a parking lot guard. The petition signers say they'd be very happy to pay all round-trip transportation to and from Guyana if they could only be permitted to talk with their relatives. The spokesmen for the temple in the past have replied to the charges made by the protesters. They say that they're all untrue, and they're so mad they're thinking of suing the very people who are now suing them. Joanne Rodriguez.
This report was at 6:40 on Channel 7.
And he's also ignored court orders and attempts by parents to make contact with their children. In my case, in the case of several others, even after we went down there, bizarre things happened to us, and we were prevented from seeing our children. On one trip, I did see my daughter.
Relatives say most of the letters they've received from their children are virtually identical, as if they were copied from a form. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission...
This recording was at about 8:15 on KCBS. May 10th, and any recordings you hear hence will be on this day regarding a demonstration in front of the federal building today by parents concerned about their relatives in Guyana.
San Francisco Federal Building, the parents were demonstrating against the mission community of Jonestown, Guyana, in South America. They say they've been cut off from their children, and that the leader, the Reverend Jim Jones of People's Temple, has turned Jonestown into a concentration camp. Temple members say that simply isn't true. They're vicious lies.
Most of our relatives in Guyana, all of us here have relatives, children or family down there. They've been isolated and estranged from us, and we're concerned about their safety and their welfare.
The charges that have been made against our organization is really just an effort to spread vicious lies to discredit Reverend Jones and the church.
The parents have sent a petition to Secretary of State Cyrus Vance. They want him to look into the matter. Still to come,
now, of course, this is a good old processing center, all right? Over.
I'm talking in code. Now, you can turn it off for a second. 25 or something like that.
Okay.
I wish I could get it clear. Go ahead, tape. Turn it off a minute.